I said, well, maybe we should take him out and if he could be interrogated, you know. And he said, well, I don't think it's a good idea. And I said, well, I'll go around the back and get the litter. And on the right-hand side, he had a rifle under the litter. Okinawa, that was the last big battle of the war. The Japanese had realized that they couldn't win the war, so they were going to make it a battle of attrition. We had been on the island for a while, and my buddy Staub and I, we took a little trail off to the side, and going along, there were two bushes, and there was a green bottle lying outside. Well, if you see a green bottle, you figure it's probably sake. So went over there, spread the bushes, and it's a little cave. And on a litter, there's a Japanese officer. And he had been shot in the head. I don't know how long he had been laying there, but I saw dead people that looked better than this man. I mean, he was absolutely pathetic. The blood and the flies and the smell, all that. And the first thing the Japanese did, motioned to my canteen, and he wanted water. Well, this was, usually it was, you just shot him, there was nothing to it. But I give him some water, and he motioned to leave. And my buddy Staub, he said, what are you gonna do? And I said, what do you mean? He said, you find him, you shoot him. The Japanese would not surrender. And those that did surrender, well, that was the end of them. That didn't make any difference whether they surrendered or not. They shot them anyhow. But they were getting ready for the invasion of Japan. If you could get officers or Japanese soldiers that you could interrogate and find out what was going on in Japan, because we already knew about the invasion of Japan. We were going to land, and they told us to expect between 60 and 70% casualties. Every man, woman, and child will be your enemy. Death before dishonor. Well, he shot at us, but he was so weak, he couldn't raise the rifle, and he shot, and the bullet just went out the front of the cave. We both kicked off a couple rounds, and that was the end. Now what are we gonna do? And Staub says, well, maybe we can bury him. So we dig a ditch. I mean, you say grave, but this is a ditch maybe. And we're dumping him in the, I mean, this is ridiculous to be able to talk about something like this, say, dumping somebody in a ditch or anything. But when we put him in the ditch, his tunic come open and he had sort of an attaché case. And then there was a wallet. And that's the worst thing you can do, is go through someone's private possession. Because in the wallet there was a picture of a lady, two boys in sailor uniform, and a little girl in their kimonos. That was his family. But I had that picture for years and years, and every now and then I would look at it, and you can think about this stuff, but you cannot dwell on it. It'll drive you crazy. So my boy and his family lived in Japan at one time. I've got in touch with the government and they were gonna sponsor it. I would go over and see if we could find this family. But then what do you say to a person? I shot your husband or something, you know, so that all fell through. But the picture I had for years, and one day I looked at it and I thought, what a waste. All this we've gone through and things are no better today. So I burned the picture.